ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
The presentation of the different international experiences continued with the case of Germany, which is actually a big federal state and therefore naturally and potentially involved in decentralized cooperation. But unfortunately, these evidences didn't bring to this at all. The German municipalities are very reluctant to be engaged in decentralized cooperation, mainly for two reasons. One is an historical reason. Indeed, Germany has not been a colonial country. This is a country which is, yes, had objectives of expansions, but not through the colonies. And being a very strong economic and political actor, they do not feel the need to engage in cooperation. And basically, they miss the first motivation of decentralized cooperation. And this is quite evident also from the figures. For example, the city of Frankfurt, which is obviously a very big and powerful city in Germany, they do allocate only 35,000 euro a year. And not even that for decentralized cooperation. While we have, for instance, in Italy, the province of Trento, which is engaging annually 9.5 million euros for decentralized cooperation and supporting exchanges of best practices and all the other activities regarding decentralized cooperation in the world. Germany is quite low. So one of the reasons of their non-engagement is historical. The second reason of this is that definitely Germany went through a very complicated process in this last decade. After the fall of the Berlin Wall, Western Germany was engaged in a very demanding and costly exercise to expand all the structures of Western Germany into Eastern Germany. And this affected a lot the public resources. And even if in Europe we were not very much aware of this very demanding exercise, the Germany public funding was constantly used for this very big institutional restructuration of their state, and very little was available for anything else. So it was very difficult to get very small resources for potential activities in decentralized cooperation. At some point, we were even thinking that some of the municipalities in Germany, and it actually happened, went bankrupt for the limits of the public resources at disposal. The examples today were about the Netherlands and Belgium. Belgium is a country which is quite divided in its own. They have the Wallonian region, French-speaking, and the Flanders of the Dutch-speaking area. The country is extremely divided. Their society and the social services and the political services, most of the actions and activities which should be usually dealt at the national or federal level are divided in Belgium. And that quite limits their potentiality to be engaged in decentralized cooperation. They have big and quite powerful association of municipalities which usually channel most of the resources coming from the state regarding the support to the municipality. Today we extensively spoke about the Netherlands as well. Netherlands has an historical past of colonies, in particular in South Africa. And Netherlands were engaged in decentralized cooperation after the 1960s when they were accompanying the Millennium Goals, and they decided to stand together with the local governments against apartheid and therefore try to redeem the past and their engagement in South Africa through the apartheid. They are now strongly engaged with the municipalities and with the funds of the ministry to support some of the big cities in the Netherlands, like Amsterdam and Rotterdam, that have decentralized cooperation with some municipalities, in particular dealing with the migration population. There was in this last decade, in the last 10 years in particular, quite a relevant immigration process approaching the Netherlands, and most of them are coming from specific cities from Africa, in particular Morocco. And there is an example given during the course about a cooperation between Rotterdam and Casablanca, which tried to engage the municipalities in decentralized cooperation to support a policy on immigration. What do I intend by so? In order to address the problem of immigration, decentralized cooperation and the relationship between Rotterdam services and Casablanca services might be one of the ways to engage the immigrant population into the public policy of the state. By the exchanges and by the support of the best practices between these two municipalities, it is possible to break down the prejudices and to engage in a dialogue with the countries from where the immigrants come from. This is quite a sophisticated way of addressing the problem of immigration through decentralized cooperation, but it is, and I make a quotation here, decentralized cooperation is considered like a secret card in the international policies and to promote integration of the immigrants in the countries, which, as we know, went through different troubles, peak of xenophobia in this last period of time, after having had a quite open and inclusive policy of immigration. The last example of that was given during these days was the Nordic countries clusters. The Nordic countries are Sweden, Norway and Denmark, while Finland is a little bit separated from them from the fact that they have a different historical background and a different language roots. Sweden, Norway and Denmark often join themselves in some international fora in order to reach the scale of the influence that they may have, as it happened in the European Union or in the Council of Europe. Norway is a little bit divided from the other two countries because they are not members of the European Union, and that they differ in them quite a lot as far as the international issues are concerned. The Nordic countries are quite centralized states with a lot of presence of the state. I often say that probably Nordic countries are the left, the only socialist states still present in the world, or probably in Europe. The state is very present, very guiding and supporting the policies of the community, and it influenced the decentralized cooperation, which is highly based on the content and the action given by and promoted by the governments rather than genuinely promoted by the local authorities. The municipalities in Denmark receive resources from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to implement their activities in decentralized cooperation, but when the support stops, they hardly continue their cooperation. The funds of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the policy and the coordination is done by the Association of Municipalities of Norway, which is an important key player in this perspective. Another way of seeing the decentralized cooperation as far as Norway and Sweden is concerned is that the state tried to involve municipalities from the farther north to engage them in international cooperation in order to try to make sure that they do not feel isolated from the rest of the country. So they promote, for instance, as this is one of the examples that I have, the city of Årdal, which is at the top of the world, a few kilometers from the North Cap. They are engaged in decentralized cooperation and exchange of best practice with the city of Mostar in Bosnia. So this kind of cooperation is for the benefit of the community of Hochdal, so that they can be open up to the world. So this is part of the policy of the Norwegian government to promote the life and the expansion, and that all the municipalities in Norway can be have initiative that open them to the world. The Denmark is a smaller country, so do not heed this kind of policies. I can confirm that they are more independent from the state, because they, as for Sweden, they are member of the European Union. They do not depend totally from the governmental policies, but the local authorities are developing their own policy respect to the European Union programs. So they have, for instance, European affairs offices in their own municipalities, which facilitate them to have their own policy, not totally dependent from the capital and from the national policies. Denmark went through a major restructuration and administrative reform in 2008 and 2009, creating bigger municipalities and regions and giving them more opportunity to be engaged in decentralized cooperation.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.